Welcome to my podcast, and I'm here with my grandma, and we here to talk about the positive and negative effects on the West Side and how she grew up. So, my first question to you is, Granny, what is your name, and can you tell me a little bit about you growing up on the West Side of Chicago?
Hi, my name is Jackie Banks, and growing up on the West Side was really cool. I always thought the West Side was the best side, I guess because I grew up on it. We had our share of problems, but on the West Side, we were all like one big family. Like they always say, it takes a village to raise these children, and that's what we had.
Yep, I can agree with that till this day. I know everybody on the block. I could walk in everybody else over there. But, so, my next question is, what was it like growing up on the West Side as a child? Like, what were some things you experienced as a child on the West Side?
Well, growing up on the West Side, back then, is so different from now because back then we played outside and we didn't have cell phones, and when our parents wanted us, they would holler our name, and we would come running, and when the street lights came on, we had to be either on the porch or in front of the house. We played ball, softball, touch football. We jumped double dutch. When they had the fire hydrant on, we were able to play in the water because they kept the streets so clean. We didn't have to go down to get in the water because the water came all the way down, and our parents kept the streets so clean. You could play in the water down there in front of your house without getting all wet up. But the only thing about playing in the water was we didn't want to get run over by a car, and which that was cool, too, because they was respectful enough to blow and let us know they was coming through the water, and we had enough sense to move out the way. So growing up on the West Side as a child was really fun because we did a lot of things. We were able to talk to each other, communicate. We didn't have all this technology where you texting people and Facebooking people. We actually talk to each other.
We can't do that now. Well, we used to, but we can't do that right now because there's too much going on. Too many lives being taken.
And that's all it comes about, that social media and all this territorial things. That we had it back then, but it just wasn't this bad.
So you think technology is the cause for violence?
I think this technology has a whole lot to do with this violence because people, they're afraid to talk to each other, and you put something on Facebook and one person read it and they take it to heart and now they're looking for you. Especially in 2020, I think they're quarantined and a lot of stuff to people's minds. They just out here killing people all willy-nilly and it just don't make sense.
Staying in the house.
Very dangerous thing if you don't know what you're doing. You have to watch what you say and watch how you say it because people take things so serious now and they don't know how to talk to each other anymore and they don't know how to fight fairly. All they want to do is just shoot you and kill you. They don't have no remorse or no feelings towards taking somebody else's life.
That's sad. So, what were some of your best memories as a child?
Just growing up, it seemed like on Saturday mornings, the block was real bright. We had trees and everybody had grass, and we'd go sit on their porch on a Saturday morning and eat your cereal and call the neighbors, hey, how you doing? Good morning. Everybody was respectful. People out watering their grass, your mom cooking dinner, and we eat dinner together. You know, we laughed and talked, and we had our disagreements, but you know, that's as far as it went. We didn't have no disrespect for our parents because our parents are knocked the wind out of us, which I think is slacking now. Some of these children today need the wind knocked out of them. Maybe they'll be a better person. But they raised us, and the neighborhood did too, and they made sure that we could do what we were supposed to do and what our parents told us to do.
That's good. So, have you ever experienced racism? And how did you feel? Like, were you angry or did you walk away?
I can remember one incident where I went into this Hispanic store and I purchased some things and I had paid. And when he gave me my change back, he kind of threw it on the counter. And I was very angry, like he didn't want to touch me. And I told him, if I wasn't good enough for you to give me my change back in my hand, you would be good enough to give me my money back. And I just kind of went off. And my husband was like, oh my goodness, please give her money back. Because I shocked him because I'm real mild-mannered. But when you throw my money on the counter, and I think that was real disrespectful. And I did feel it was racism. But once I got my money back, I never went back in that store.
What you just like bought something and he gave you your change and threw it?
He threw it on the counter. He didn't put it in my hand. He threw it on the counter. And even in high school, it was racism. It was like the Hispanics against the blacks. We would go to school. They would chase us home. And we would have to run a long way. And our safe point was like the viaduct right there on Cermak and Trumbull or Cermak and Cares, whatever. It was the viaduct that they wouldn't come over. And see, nowadays they come over that viaduct because they don't have no remorse. They don't care. So they just walk through our neighborhoods like it ain't nothing. But back in the day, they used to chase us home. And we still trying to figure out why you chasing us home every day.
Yeah, you used to think that was fun.
It was crazy, but, you know, we was scared because, you know, we were running and stuff. And everybody said, if you get some fire lock, you all right? Because they ain't coming past the ride lock. Now all that stuff is thrown out the window. They come past the ride lock and everywhere else.
I'll take it.
You used to think that was fun? Getting chased?
No, it's like we was running for our life. The Latin kings and Latin queens, and there was the vice-lords and the disciples and stuff. And they didn't care who they chased. They chased all of us home. And sometimes we'd be running, wouldn't even nobody behind us. Somebody would say, here they come, and we just take off running. And sometimes wouldn't even nobody behind us.
Oh, no, I can't go to Fig again.
Well, I don't think they do that now.
When they was doing that looting stuff, they was killing every black person that came right there.
But that's the difference. They was trying to mess up they little area where they live, and they wasn't having that. Because, see, the Hispanics, they stick together, and they got their own little town, their own little village, and they don't want it messed up. So if the blacks was going to try to come over there and do any kind of looting, they was going to stop them, because that's how they roll. They protect their own, you know. Like us, we always against each other. But the Hispanics, they look out for their own businesses, their children. You know, that's how they roll. They just help each other. Instead of, you know, looking out for each other, we always against each other.
That's how we need to roll.
But we don't. We're too busy hating on each other. You don't want to see nobody do good. You don't want to see everybody do good because we all go through something. But when you go through something, you ought to have, you know, your African-American people, you know, behind you, standing behind you instead of going against you, killing you, fighting you, looting you. You know, it's crazy now.
We all go through the same thing.
So figure out what we're going to do with that.
Yeah. We all go through the same thing, and once somebody make it, jealousy in the air.
We had peer pressure where the other kids would laugh at you, talk about you if you don't do things the way they do things, or they don't do what you say, do. They put a lot of pressure on you to be what they want you to be. And if you don't, you know, want to be the way they want you to be, they want to fight you or talk about you or make you, you know, feel real bad about yourself. So we had a lot of peer pressure back then, too.
You think that happened today? Like, you think it's a lot of peer pressure going on today?
I think it's the wrong type of peer pressure. I think it's like these older guys trying to make these kids. Well, back in our day, the older guys would make the young kids do things that they couldn't do because they would get jail time. And if the little kids do it, or the younger teenagers, they'll probably just get a slap on the wrist or go to the Audi home for a few months and come back home. So that's the peer pressure back then. The peer pressure now is the drugs, the drug abuse, alcohol, gang banging. You know, territory, this is my territory, you can't work here, I work here, you know, flashing your money. You know, that's not a good thing to do, because there's so many haters out there. And if you're making money and they're doing the same thing you're doing and they're not making what you're making, they're going to try to snuff you out so you can't make what you're making so they can try to get what you get.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's why I try to stay out the way, because I don't need nobody messing up what I got going on, even though I'm trying to do it the right way, not the wrong way.
You see, everybody not as strong as you are. You got to have a strong mind and a strong will to lean away from that bull crap, because it ain't about nothing. The young guys, they think it's all flashy and stuff because, oh, I delivered this to so-and-so, and I got me some new Jordans. Oh, and I delivered this, and oh, I got me a jogging suit. It's not all about the material things. It's all about the way you live your life, because the way you live your life is going to show in your children, because if that's the only thing you know, that's what you're going to show your children. That's why you have to be strong in your mind and do what's right. And listen to somebody that's going to tell you what's right. You can't listen to everybody because everybody don't know what they're talking about. But you got to feel it in your heart and in your mind that it's right. And if it's, you feel like it's wrong, you go talk to your parents and let them know what's going on. And they should be able to direct you. Yep. Well, come to me. I will direct you.
I got a lot of guidance. I got a lot of guidance in my life. I know not to steer in the wrong direction, because
the only one I know got 10 grandmothers.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sure they all got an input in your life.
It ain't even just them. You ain't know that my job helping us look for colleges. My job, they help us like with our future and stuff. Like they be having like people, so I wanna do real estate and they be like finding people who work at banks and who do real estate jobs and stuff. Like whoever, like if I want to own a business and stuff, they going to give me an advisor and type stuff like that. Like they be helping us too. They want us to succeed too. That's why I like this program. But not to get sidetracked. So Granny, how did our ancestors get here? Like how did we get here?
On the boat.
We got it on the boat.
We got it on the boat. Underground tunnel with Harriet Tubman. We got here on the boat. And I'm speaking from history books and from stuff I've seen on TV. Harriet Tubman did that tunnel to free the slaves so they could be free.
And so why we get on the boat then?
We walk.
Granny, you don't know. Well, how we get here? The boat, we walk, the tunnel.
We walk. It wasn't cars back then. Maybe some horses and donkeys or something. But they didn't have cars, maybe a wagon or two or something like that. But we didn't have cars back then, so you had to get around the best way you can. And walking was the best way we could. I know it sounds funny, but it's real.
I believe you.
We walked, you know, with the clothes we had, and you may have shoes, and you may didn't have no shoes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You had to read in little rooms up under a building or something, so they couldn't see you learning how to read, because they didn't want us educated. They feel that we get educated, we'll be
stronger.
And we will. If you learn something, and you can be better, and you can be more productive instead of blaming people for your downfall. Your downfall depends on you. You, what you make yourself, not what everybody else make you.
I believe you.
I know it sounds funny, but that's where our ancestors had to go.
So all us came, all us walked together, all us decided to walk.
Stuff tied to your back, the baby's tied to your stomach, it's just all kind of stuff.
Sound like a horrible thing.
They do what they had to do.
So, What is your favorite movies in the 90s?
Oh my God, I don't know.
Fridays, Love and Basketball. Like, Granny, you watch a lot of movies. Now you don't know.
But you talking about in the 90s. Color Purple, Car Wash, anything scary.
You like that old movie? With the fake Hulk, the Hulk looked like he, I don't know. It don't look like the real Hulk. The Hulk looking like he look. It looked like something was wrong with him. Like he was going through something.
Yeah, I like the Incredible Hulk. I just don't like them all.
Okay. So what are some best? What are some of the best foods you've tasted in Chicago? Like, what are some good places to go get some food from in Chicago?
Back in the day, Home Rania used to be real, real good. It's not good now. All the restaurants back in my day was good. They had good food. I don't know what they're serving now, but back in our day, all the restaurants was good. We ate at Taco Bell and McDonald's and Burger King and churches and Kentucky Fried Chicken and Dan Castle downtown, Ronnie's Steakhouse downtown. The food was real good back in the day. It ain't good now, but it was real good then.
You like what's them restaurants? Harold's Chicken or Uncle Remus? Which one?
I didn't have to eat them then, and I don't eat them now. I don't know why. I very seldom eat those.
You don't eat them?
Not really. I don't never say, "Ooh, let's go to Uncle Remus." Ooh, let's go to Harold's. I don't never do that.
What are some of your proudest moments as a parent?
Oh, my God. Watching my babies grow. Educating them to school and what life is about. Watching them graduate. Oh, my God. And then watching them become parents themselves.
And then getting us.
Yeah, getting all 10 of my grandbabies. And they still learning, because I'm still learning. They still learning, and I try to help them as much as I can. They're grown now, and they don't want to listen to me. But somewhere they will listen to me, because they're going to get caught in something. They're going to call me, and they're like, "Granny, Mama, what you say, dude?" Because I only tell them good things. I don't do nothing to try to hurt my children. I just want to see them succeed and be happy, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's for every parent, though.
I just want them to be happy and raise my grandbabies to be respectable adults, you know, mm-hmm. and learn how to get out there and fend for themselves so they don't have to depend on nobody.
That's the goal I'm aiming for, because I don't want to depend on nobody. I don't want nobody to say they had an input in what I exceeded on.
And make enough money so Granny could be supported by y'all.
Because I'm struggling and trying to stay out here for the rest of my life.
This world will never be the same after this 2020 crap.
What was a big event that happened growing up? Like the 9/11, or you was born around that time?
Yeah. 9/11.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was real pitiful. And they just bombed these buildings and all these people had to die. And they don't even know why they had to die. They don't know why they died. And 9/11 was something else.
I heard that the 9/11 was like a religious thing. Like, they believed if they killed themselves, they believe in afterlife. Like, that's something that I heard. Like, I heard that those people who killed themselves, they did that for a reason. Like,
9/11, those people didn't kill themselves. They was
no, I'm talking about the people who crashed the planes into the Twin Towers.
That was real pitiful. And back in the day, we had snowstorms in Chicago that was so bad, you had to dig your car out and make a little cave to put your car in, and snow was all up to your hips and stuff. You couldn't walk. We couldn't go to school.
I would have liked them days, because I ain't want to go to school.
We haven't had a snow like that in a long time, where it's just so much. You have to dig your car out and stuff.
Oh, yeah. I don't know, but that's all I got for you today.
Well, the West Side wasn't always good. We had drugs and alcohol, and there were gangs and stuff, but they would fight. They would fight more so than just going and shoot.
That's the difference between back then and today. Like, they shoot, and then...
Because I always had to fight, because I was, like, the only child. So I was the only one in school still, and I had to fight all the time. But all this shooting and just killing point blank, we didn't have that back then.
Granny used to fight. Granny used to fight.
I had to. I really had to. Well, they would just been trying to run over me all the time. And Mama said, every time I see that cluster of kids come around that corner, I know you in the middle of it. I had to fight.
Where was Uncle Jeffrey and them at?
You know, they so much older than me, they were all doing their own thing. That's why I had to fight, because I was like an only child.
But, okay, Granny, that's all I got for you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time.